The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals took an anticipated step by stopping a Second Amendment victory in California. And this is the Miller v. Bonta case. This is where Judge Benitez said, you know what? Assault weapon bans and high capacity magazines, all the other things that Judge Benitez says, well, this assault weapon ban, where he said was unconstitutional, the Ninth Circuit, you know what they said? Yeah, about that. Before I jump into that, I want to thank the sponsor of today's video, and that's Mechanic Superstore. Whether you're a shade tree mechanic that likes to tinker with your own toys or a full-blown mechanic who does it professionally for a living, the Mechanic Superstore has scissor lifts, two-post lifts, and four-post lifts to make your life easier. That's right, y'all. Get off your backs, get off your crawler, and work standing up. Their lifts also work well for storing cars, and one day, if I'm ever able to build my dream garage, I will be able to have at least a couple cool cars because you can store them on these lifts as well. Drive it on the lift, raise one up, drive another one under, and boom, Bob's your uncle. Check them out. Link is down below. Thanks to Mechanic Superstore for being a sponsor of today's video. Guys, let's get into this one real quick. This isn't something that is earth-shattering. This was extremely anticipated because the Ninth Circuit is the silly circuit, the silly circus. It's called a lot of things. They're undefeated when it comes to gun control. So, quick synopsis. Miller v. Bonta. Judge Roger T. Benitez said that, you know what, Texas history and tradition, no such thing as an assault weapon ban. This thing that California has made up is unconstitutional. It is a violation of the Second Amendment. He put a stay on it, gave the state time to do what everybody knew the state was going to do, and the state did what they are going to do. They appealed to the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, and then this came out yesterday late afternoon. And this is a decision by a three-judge panel. You can see the judges' names, Fletcher, Callahan, and Bennett. And in this 2-1 decision, they said, in light of this court's published order granting a stay in Duncan v. Bonta, en banc, concluding that the Attorney General of California is likely to succeed on the merits and has shown that California will be irreparably harmed absent a stay, and the similarities between Duncan and this case, we grant the appellant's motion and administratively stay the district court's October 19th, 2023 permanent injunction and judgment. In granting an administrative stay, we do not intend to constrain the merits panel's consideration of the merits of this appeal in any way. The administrative stay shall remain in effect until the merits panel decides the appeal or issues an order lifting the stay. We sua sponte expedite this appeal. The opening brief is due November 9th of 2023. The answering brief is due November 22nd of 2023. The optional reply brief is due November 29th of 2023. No streamlined extensions of time will be approved. The clerk will place this appeal on the calendar for December of 2023. Now, Judge Callahan dissented in this ruling, and Judge Callahan said, I would deny appellate's motion for a stay pending appeal. I do not believe we are bound by the published order in Duncan v. Bonta. Remember, this is Miller v. Bonta. And I do not believe appellates have otherwise met their burden of showing a likelihood of success on the merits or that they will suffer irreparable injury absent a stay. I concur in the order insofar as it expedites this appeal. So two judges are saying, you know what, we think that the state is right and the AG will succeed on this, so we're going to just keep things the way they are. We're going to stop that constitutional judge's ruling. We can't have that. And we're going to expedite this appeal, which means we're going to speed it up. This appeal will be heard in December. Judge Callahan said, you know what, I don't believe we're not bound by a different case in this case because it's not Supreme Court, not a Supreme Court decision. And I don't think that this California state will be hurt by absence of a stay, meaning that she thinks that the ruling by Judge Benitez wouldn't hurt California because the Second Amendment's a thing. Yet here we are. The appeal has been moved up. We will see what happens come December during the hearing, and who knows how long the Ninth Circuit will take to render that. You've seen this in other circuits across the land. You've seen the Second Circuit in New York, where they have five, not one, 5 different cases challenging New York's Concealed Carry Improvement Act, which has been called unconstitutional, three, four, 5 times now. Maybe 6. I think it's 6. And the Second Circuit is just dragging their ass, putting their hands in their pockets or their thumb up their exhaust pipes, trying to make this ban last as long as possible until they being the evils that be, Kathy Hochul and her attorney general and their team of attorneys. All right, if we have to side with the Constitution, what can you come up with next? We're going to give you as much time as possible. And that's what's happening now. Because New York's going to lose again. California's going to lose. All of this gun control from the last 45 years is crumbling due to the Heller decision and the Bruin decision. And don't forget the McDonald decision, which said that, you know what, the Second Amendment, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that's applicable to the states. So we got a lot of things happening. Quick update here on your Sunday morning as I get ready to bring my mom to the airport. Had mom in town for a week and a half. It's good to see her. And hope you all have a fantastic day. Remember, tell the ones you love them, because you'll never know when you'll have that chance again. Guys and gals, if you like this video or anything else I do, please hit that like button down below and subscribe to Guns and Gadgets. This channel brings you Second Amendment news every single day, good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, no matter where it happens in this great land, from litigation to legislation and everything in between. And I want to leave you with this. Guys, gals, be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. That's what it's for. And if you want to be a protector, you have to be a protector. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.